With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Basalt Town Council will vote this evening to authorize a voluntary refund of about $2 million that was overcollected through property tax mill levies the last three fiscal years. Last fall, Basalt's top administrators found taxpayers were overcharged because raising the mill levy 10 times since 2009 violated the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR. TABOR says local governments cannot raise the mill levy without citizen vote. Basalt Town Manager Ryan Mahoney says the town council must approve the voluntary refund itself and the method of doing so. The council must also approve spending money for refunds.
Spending $2 million on a refund wasn't contemplated when we were passing last year's budget, so you have to authorize that. It's really kind of three separate actions.
Mahoney says it's likely everything will be authorized tonight. If so, residents who apply for the refund could expect to see that money around October. More teenagers in Colorado are using edible cannabis products, a new study finds. The number of teens who usually consumed edibles climbed to about 10% in 2017, up from 2% 2 years earlier. Three out of four of the Colorado high school students who reported consuming marijuana said they usually smoked it. That's down from 87% in 2015. The study published Monday in JAMA Pediatrics is based on a high schooler's responses to Colorado's biennial health survey in 2015 and 2017. Nearly 40% reported buying marijuana from someone else. Others said they received it from friends older than 21 or from parents or adult family members. ProPublica is an independent news organization that focuses on investigative reporting. Its president, Richard Toefel, speaks in Aspen tonight. Kristen Kay has more.
Toefel helped found ProPublica in 2007 to fill the gap in in-depth reporting left when news organizations started to cut their budgets. Last year, he published the book Speaking Truth in Power, Lessons for Our Sorry Politics from Our Inspiring History. The book delves into how Presidents Franklin Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln told difficult truths to the American public. Toefel says he wants current politicians to take a lesson from history.
These are not only politicians who got the country to face hard choices, but who ultimately succeeded politically themselves.
He speaks with Aspen Journalism's Brent Gardner-Smith about the press's role in a democracy, as well as the challenges of today's news market, starting at 5:30 at Aspen Meadows. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.